We're going to start from Hilchas Kedushin, Simen Chaf Zayin. We're going to come back to Pir Rivia and the Ishus at some point, but let's start from Kedushin, something that we're all familiar with, just the basics of what happens underneath the chuppah. Basics you're going to be familiar with, at least you'll start understanding at least why we do some of the things that we do. So the Mechaber says, Hilchas Kedushin, Simen Chaf Zayin. I was going to do Simen Chaf Vav. Someone told me there might be some kids here, so maybe we'll skip Chaf Vav. It's not about Inyanim for kids or anybody else. For that matter, we'll jump to Chaf Zayin, where it talks about how to get Kedushin, how to do Maisa Kedushin. So Shulchan Aruch writes, V'kesef Ketzad, how does it work when you do Kesef Kedushin? What are you supposed to do? So the Mechaber writes, No Sein Lo, Bifnei Shnaim. You give it to her, to the woman, to your wife-to-be, in front of two Edim. We're going to get to the details of exactly what type of Edim, being Meyached Edim, having to exclusively only these Edim, that's another discussion. And you're supposed to give a pruta, give a certain amount of a pruta, which nowadays is around between 1 or 2 pennies is the value of a pruta, not very much. Oh, shava pruta, or something that is the value of it, doesn't have to be a coin, but something that's worth a pruta. V'omulan, you say to her, Harei at mikudeshes li bazeh. That's the girsa of the Mechaber. Harei at mikudeshes li bazeh, with this. So before we jump to the Ramah, look at the top here, the Beis Shmuel. There are different notes of Kalim here. We don't have these on any other Chelek of Shulchan Aruch. We have the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas Mechokek. Those are the main ones. And then there's a Behetav and the Pischei Tshuva, like all the other Chelakim. Well, there's no Pischei Tshuva in Or HaChaim, but in the other three. So the Beis Shmuel writes on the top here, look at Sif Katan Alf Pruta. Pruta means a coin. So the pruta is a coin. So he writes, Lekaman simulam alf sifkatin hei kasafti. I write later on. De'ein mikachin lichadchila bin matbeya. Now even though the Mechaber, and it's really a Mishnah, that you could get married with a coin, a pruta, which is a coin, he says one should not get married with a coin. And the reason why it's based on the Mordechai, because the woman's das is on the tsurasa, on the tsura, the image that's on the coin, and over time, it's possible, it used to happen, that they would shave off and remove and fade away the tzura. So for that reason, the matbeah is advised, discouraged from being used, even though mikra din it does work, the Mordechai says not to, and that's what the Beis Shmuel says as well, not to use a pruta or any other coin. Okay, now let's jump down to the, before we go vayit in the Ramah, let's jump down to the Ber Hetev. Those who have my copies have the, I have some circled and some of the key ones. The Ber Hetev writes Shnaim, Dehainu kore l'shtei edim, umar lehem tabas kedushin. You ever wonder why under the chuppah they say to the edim, first they ask, usually are they related, but you don't really have to ask that question. As long as you know they're not related beforehand, that's fine. But sometimes the Masara kedushin, are you related to each other? Are you related to the chasin or kala? Because if they are, of course they're going to be possible because they're krovim. So you ask them, what do you ask them? Is this worth a shavar pruta? What do they know about a shavar pruta? What's the purpose of this? Of course it's a shavar pruta. So mar lehem tabas kedushin, you show them the coin. This is part of the process. You're supposed to show them the coin. And im hu shavar pruta, and you ask them, is it v'amar lehem harav? And the rav asks them, ru'u zeh hatabas shavar pruta, do you see this tabas, this ring, is it worth a shavar pruta? Omrim hein, they say, yes, this is worth a shavar pruta. And the reason for this is because she doesn't know. She doesn't know what this is. She wants to hear that it's worth shavar pruta. It's all about her das. Now, certainly she does know, but it has to be done where she's paying attention. Sometimes the kala is going to be looking all over, like consulting with the edim, and she's not paying attention. The Masara Kedushin has to draw her attention and say, no, pay attention. You see, this is worth the shavar pruta. Ah, it's a shavar pruta. Now she's willing to accept the tabas for the kesef kedushin. So it's a ber hetev here. So then he writes further, Haram mintz, simen kruftes kasav, bezel shono. Mar hatabas le'edim, you show the ring to the edim, v'yazhiru le'edim, and you warn them, she'yiru nesinas hatabas le'etzba kala. They have to pay attention, they have to look to see what's going on, to see the ring go on the kala's finger. The kadesh b'yamin didei has to be using his hand, the chasan's right hand, the gam b'yamin the kala, and the right hand, or the finger, of the kala, u'be'etzba samach le'godel, the finger next to the thumb, which is the pointer finger. Shenikri etzba yasma tabas. So he places the ring on the pointer finger of the woman, the right hand, his right hand, onto her right hand. Unless they're lefties, in which case they would switch around. If he's a lefty, he would use his left hand. And if she were to be a lefty, she'd be using her left hand. Now, in terms of putting the ring on, so I saw something interesting here. I'm trying to find this again. And one thing is not going to happen, but if she's wearing gloves, the gloves shouldn't be on. There shouldn't be chatitza.
No, they used to have the fancy gloves. It's not so crazy.
Oh, really?
Girls just wearing silk gloves to here.
I don't know of these things. Okay.
Yeah, they used to have them.
Okay, so I never saw this, but okay, so I guess back then there was a chashash that she might be wearing a glove, so she would have to take off the glove because of concern of a chatitza. And then he writes very interesting here. He quotes from the Knesset Gedolim, Mari Mintz, after the Kedushin takes place, we say the Edom say Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, but then everyone else should say, Akal should say Simen Tov. That's what they're supposed to say. Do they do that at Sephardi weddings? I don't know. Okay, no. That's something they brought down here. Okay. Now also he writes, very important, even if she is needy at the time, he's also allowed to put the tabas on. You know, it's not the way to do this. So he's allowed to, even though it's chubas nida, he is allowed to, and he's supposed to, put the tabas on the etzba as well. I saw somewhere, now I'm not remembering where I saw this, about how far down you're supposed to put it. How far down the... I know where I saw this. He was quoting some Zohar here. So there's some... Yeah, we'll see that here. Here we go. This is what it is. He says that there are those who say that you're not supposed to put the ring so far down because the vav of the etzba is supposed to look like a Zion. So the ring's supposed to stay towards the top looking like a Zion, so don't put it so far down based on some tikkuni zohar of some sort. But that's the idea, he says. But the minhag is anyways to put it, you're supposed to put it most halfway down etzba, and then the idea is we tell her, close her hand in order that it really, she's holding on to it, so it's a real Kabbalah. We advise now, close your hand, now she really has hold of the tabas.
The emphasis on his right hand, her right hand, is that all to make it into a nesina, or is this... there's also a divrei Kabbalah.
It must be a divrei Kabbalah, because ma'aseh nesina could take place with left or right, it doesn't make a difference. Right. So lechora has to do with Kabbalah. They don't quote the source for this, I don't think. You go to Ber Moshe, but I don't know the reason behind this. Why the right hand dafka, but that's what all the posts can say. He even quotes a Rav Moshe here, which discusses this, that, that's another point. Then he discusses Rav Moshe here about giving a ring to him. That Rav Moshe says, that's usher to do. I once had a wedding like that, but that's usher to do like that, because that's chukas akum, he explains, and it takes away from the kedushim.
Well, you're like the Ram, that it's mitzvah, kedusha is an actual mitzvah, you know, so then every mitzvah should be done with your right hand.
Right, every mitzvah. So once it's a mitzvah, not simply in a sina, but it's in a sina that's really in context of a mitzvah. So that's why one would suggest using the right hand. Okay. Like when we're making brachas, you're supposed to hold everything in the right hand. Not al pi kabbalah. That's the chashivas. Chashivas is doing a mitzvah. So that might be the halachic understanding of why a right hand should be used.
Even if you're a lefty?
No, if you're a lefty, so then they say you should do the other way around. If a lefty, she should use the left hand and her left. If she's a lefty also, it should be on her left finger. Okay. Now let's back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, for the Ramar actually writes, the Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Sheyesh Lomar La Gedas Moshe of Yisrael, which is what we have. V'chei Nogin L'chachila, that's what we practice doing. V'chei Nogin L'kadesh B'tabas V'yesh Lam Tam B'tikune Zohar. And we should also use a ring because it's a... mystical things, that's why we use a ring, has to do with Or HaMakif, those who are holding, about being surrounded by Or HaMakif and a Tabas. So that's how he passes in terms of the Nusach should be Harei HaMekudeshes Li Bazeh Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. But now look at the Ber Hetev on the bottom, Sif Katan Gimel, he ties, you know, switches it to what we practice nowadays. He first writes Bazeh, Vim Amar La Tli Kedusheich Me'agave Karka, it's borrowing a term from Gittin, take the kedushin from the karka, hareza safek kedushin, that's a side point. And then he quotes the next line, u'minhagenu achshav, our practice nowadays, is sh'omer la, hareyat mikudeshes li, petabas zu, kedushin zu, we don't really say that, petabas zu, kedas moshe v'yisrael. And that's the practice. None of these things are really ma'akev, as long as you really say hareyat mikudeshes li bezeh, that's enough. We add in petabas zu, we add in kedas moshe v'yisrael, all very nice things. But these things are not ma'akev, but that's the practice we do. Now, for Sephardim, do you guys say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael?
Yes.
You do say it? Uh-huh, yes. Okay.
The next line actually says, whoever requests the Chaslila, you say it, Mekadesh Yisli B'Tabazu, takes out the Kedushin.
He takes out, okay, there you go. So that's what we practice, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. It's interesting that you guys actually say that, because it's not brought down in the Mechaber anywhere. Okay. Fine. Now, he points out here, he quotes in the Sefer, Imei Yaakov, he quotes here, that says, let's say, at what point are you supposed to do the Amira versus the Nesina? So he says, Kodem Yomar V'Hakar Chiten. You're first supposed to say the words and then place it on. That's how we practice as well. But it's not Likuva. Even if you give the Tabas first and then you say it afterwards, that will be good as well. That's not Ma'ake. But again, our practice is to say it first, and after you've said it, you place the Tabas on the Etzba, and that's how the Kedushin takes place. Okay, now let's go a little further now. Oh, we don't have much further to do, I guess, on the copies I made here. But then he writes here, V'hu adin im amr la hariat mureses li, or hariat li isha, v'chein b'chol lashon shemashmus lashon kedushin v'adei ba'osa makam. So he goes on to say that other terms are allowed to be used as well. It doesn't have to be specifically hariat mekudeshes li. Does that be lashon kodesh? I don't think so. As long as it's something that's understood in that place, as long as it's that she understands it and that's commonly used in that area, that would be enough as well.
If what if they're saying it's Lashon Kodesh, but they don't know what they're saying.
Right, so if they don't understand it, so then that's the second part of the Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't quote for everybody. He goes on to explain those situations. If it's in a place where they use that language, but she doesn't understand what it means, but she knows what's going on, even though she doesn't know what that word actually means, that would be good as well. But depends on places, depends on her. That's, again, that second part I should have copied. Yeah.
I think the other nuschais that she's also Mekudesh, so also brought in the Gemara.
Yeah, he goes on to quote, the rest of the simon is all about Hariat Ishti, Hariat Zukukasi, Hariat Kenu Ali, all those languages. That's the remaining part of this simon. Okay. Now, the Imre Yaakov explains here, what's the idea of Dafka using a tabas, right? The Rama writes, the custom is v'chei nogin l'kadesh b'tabas. Why Dafka ring? So I said before, based on Kabbalah, there's this idea of or makif, whatever that really means. But he quotes here, based on the chinuch, there is an idea based in nigla as to why you use a tabas. So the chinuch writes that they should have a ring b'yada, tamid. I'm not sure if he's quoting b'zeh lashono or just summarizing, but she should have on her hand the ring tamid, l'maskeres, to remind her, k'desha titen el liba li'olam shehi k'nuya l'osahish, that she's married, as a reminder to her, and a reminder to anybody else, that she has a wedding ring. Lo sezan netachtav lo timrod ba. Ulufize, according to this, roi shetelech im hatabas k'dushin li'olam, so she should always wear it. Now, even though mi'ikra din, once you give her the ring, she could throw it out if she wants. There's no need to wear it anymore. But the idea is, really, according to the chinuch, is to, not only to use it as k'dushin, but to be a reminder to her, and everybody around her, that she is married, so on the ring is a place that's always noticeable. So that's the custom, that's the explanation of the chinuch, and that's minag rov ha'olam, the kadosh b'tabas shazav. Now most people, according to what the Imre Yaakov says, I think it's quoting the Mordechai here, that most, what type of ring, what type of metal should be used? So the minag had been to use zav, to use gold, but v'yesh nogin v'shal kesef. So who are the different people who say which ones to say zav, which ones to say kesef? So he quotes down here, that according to the Mordechai says that the custom is to use gold, and according to the Ben Yishchai, the custom is to use silver. So I saw recently, it just happened to come across as it came up differently, the Klosenberger said, had a whole tshuva. I'm trying to remember what he was talking about here, but he ended up saying that since there's reasons al pi Kabbalah not to use gold, not to use zav. But, oh, this is what he's talking about. He was saying about ink, teger, nasa, sneger. That's what came up. Yeah, so he said, because of that, not to use zav. And he connects it because the Gemara itself says, why can't you use kesef for gerushin also? Right? The Gemara says you can use kesef for kedushin. Maybe you should be able to give kesef and that could also be a divorce. So the Gemara says, ain't kateger nasa sneger. The same money that's being used for divorce shouldn't be used for marriage. So therefore, we don't let it be used for gerushin. It's only used for kedushin. So he sees there's a concept of ain't kateger nasa sneger in the world of marriage. That's what he's talking about. So according to this understanding, that's why a person shouldn't use gold. He shouldn't use zav either, because we don't want to remind a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we're entering into a marriage about the ega hazav, so no gold should be used. So the problem is, so he says the Mordechai holds that you're supposed to use dafka zav. You're supposed to use gold. So what are you supposed to do? So his pshara is, use white gold. Use white gold, so white gold is better because it's gold, according to the understanding of the need of the Mordechai, but it's not the gold yellow color, so it's not going to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Egel Zav. That's his Pshara.
We know the Egel Zav was yellow gold and not white gold.
The Gemara Numa talks about the different types of golds that are there, and the Gemara doesn't talk about the Egel Zav in particular. But I don't remember. So anyway, so some girl once asked me.
Gold in its natural form is yellow.
Yes, I don't know. L'chor it was, but who knows?
I think it was
The Gemara talks about there are 10 types of golds.
No, just that white gold is really yellow also. It's just that rhodium plate it turns.
Right, so it looks that way. So this way, it may, since it looks white or looks silver, maybe it won't remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Eagle's Eye. That was his suggestion. So someone once asked me if they could use a platinum, is it okay to use a platinum ring versus a white gold ring? So based on this, I happened to recently have seen that tshuva, and based on what they had asked me, I said, it seems that there's an idea to use white gold, but certainly platinum or anything else really works. As long as it's really a tabas, it's some ring, and worth shavar pruta, it really works. But there's an Indian of using gold, and perhaps white gold to be yotzei all the various shitas. Okay, let's stop here. Again, I wasn't sure how far we'll go, but this is the one sif we'll do in Simen Chav Zayin. Next week, we're going to jump to Simen Chav Ches, talking about borrowing someone's money. So one of the questions we asked the Chassam, did you buy this with your own money or did your father pay for it? Now, if his father paid for it and he's using his father's ring, so it might be a problem, it might not be a good kedushin. So that's going to be next week. Okay. Shreya. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.